Here's the good stuff. Chef Tom Gray, ladies and gentlemen, from Moxie. Oh, and shut the hell up. I know you're saying that right now because that's one of his fantastic drinks, but it's all good. We were there last night, and it was unbelievably good. There was nothing that wasn't absolutely the best. And it's a beautiful place that they actually designed themselves, you know. It's an amazing place. And is this a shut the hell up?
It is.
Thank you. Let's see if it works, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, boy, that goes down smooth. I bet it comes up smooth pretty. Delicious. Well, you got to serve here. I can't talk to you. Did I talk to you while you're serving? You're mixing? You're mixing? And
a little bit of mixing, a little bit of shaking.
Okay.
We have some stirring going on. So,
yeah. Yeah, let me do this so you can actually hear. So what are you mixing up here, Chef?
This one is called Walk, Don't Run. This is our bourbon cocktail that is...
John stood up for that one, so I guess he gets...
Does John likes bourbon?
John likes anything that's got alcohol in it, but...
So this is bourbon Aperol Coke Americana. This has been on our menu since we opened. It's one of the favorites.
Does that suit you, John?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just grab my drink here while, since we're all talking about liquor.
Yeah. So this is what...
Mixology. How did you... You go to culinary school, do they teach you mixology as well?
No, that's part of that spent youth problem.
I think you spent it pretty good, your youth. I mean, you know.
Actually, I have a barman, as they call them, bar manager that does most of our cocktails. I work with them on them because they're fun and personal interests. So.
And you're a master chef that actually cooks. How is that even possible? They're not usually actually in the kitchen. They're walking around telling people what to do, right?
Because I love it. I love to cook. So, but I do have a great team. So I'm not actually cooking on the line every night. I'm in the kitchen most. See, like Al, you know, he's actually cooking the...
Hey, Al. How are you, man?
So we make a good team. I made your short ribs and he made your fried chicken. So.
Yeah, what do we have here? Tell us, describe.
So this one is our chicken and waffles, and it has...
Back up for a second.
Okay.
I'm from Wisconsin. We never put chicken on a waffle in Wisconsin.
Why not?
Why? It's a southern thing, right? Is it a Florida thing? It's a southern thing in general, isn't it?
It's a southern thing, but we decided to do something...
Well, that was a leap of faith to put your chicken on a waffle, wasn't it?
Yeah,
who had that?
Who thought of that? They probably made it as a sandwich. They had some old waffles laying around and put some fried chicken in the middle. But we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we actually make waffles, and then we tear them up and make them into a waffle pudding, make another waffle, put it on top, bake the whole thing together, and it's this like rich, decadent, almost like a waffle bread pudding. So it's not your classic chicken and waffles, but it's rich. It has some goat cheese in it, and then we top it with a maple mousse pepper jelly. So, and then the other one...
All right. I don't know. I shouldn't do this because I'm working here. This is amazing. Now, what is this stuff here?
That's the maple mousse.
Just the mousse, huh,
Michael? Oh, man, that alone is unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's Vermont maple syrup that we turn into a mousse.
Ah, let me get to the waffle here.
You actually take a mousse and a maple tree.
Oh, it's delicious.
And then, the fried...
And then there's chicken.
Almost as a bonus, there's chicken.
Oh, my God.
So
good.
And then we make a little homemade pepper jelly. This dish was such a fun dish to come up with that myself and
I wish you could taste this. I wish you could all taste it. But we would have a ride here trying to get to it.
The other dish, and that's actually a great dish with
so good.
A bourbon cocktail. If you were wondering. In case you wanted to do a cocktail pairing, the bourbon and the fried chicken tended to be a good.
What is this now?
Yeah, this is our bourbon cocktail. That's the Walk Don't Run, and that's a great combination.
Does it go well with the?
It follows that well.
Shut up! Shut up and get away from me whenever it's gone.
Was that a directive or a?
Very nice. I like them both. I don't know. That takes me one direction, and this brings me back.
It's a great way to stay balanced.
It really is. It's a yin and it's a yang. You know what I'm saying? And it's a chicken and it's a waffle. It's a very much, it's a yin and yang thing.
And adding an egg to the chicken and waffles is a great way to enjoy it.
Wonderful. This mousse is
that is delicious.
Do you sell jars of the mousse by any chance?
We could, yeah.
Oh, man. If you could taste that.
But you have to make it, it doesn't hold very well.
Yeah.
So we actually were cooking in the alley.
Is this the short rib here?
This is the short rib.
And so, tell me what's special about this, because everything is special.
Oh, sure. This is Seminole Pride beef. It's a beef short rib. We put it on what we call redneck risotto, which is Midlands, rice Midlands.
I had some of your redneck risotto last night. It was delicious.
Thank you.
With my schnitzel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And
it's delicious.
So that's Seminole Pride beef. That is the first true Florida beef that was bred, raised, and finished in Florida. Because mm-hmm. most beef was sent out to feedlots. Although Florida is a big cattle country, it gets sent out to feedlots. So we are...
What is that that's so good?
It's a beef short rib.
But what do you do to it?
We marinate it for about 24 to 48 hours in red wine and various assorted spices.
That's a good thing to do to it.
Yeah. And one other little thing we do to it is actually put Dr. Pepper in the glaze when we cook it.
Dr. Pepper. Always a little southern twist.
Yeah. But that might be a little bit of what you're picking up on.
Man. And it makes me all forget about the chicken and the waffles.
Now they're competing for placement.
And
here.
I was in love with the chicken and the waffles, but now give me the short rib with the Dr. Pepper. That's delicious. And the risotto.
The risotto. And there's a little chow chow on there.
Yep.
So this dish.
How do you make this risotto thing? What is it? The redneck risotto.
It is rice Midlands, which are grown here. Rice is grown right here in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right.
And Midlands are broken rice. Mm-hmm. And so we call it risotto because it resembles that, that look of small rice. But it's mm-hmm. truly, like, risotto is a polished rice. This is a broken rice. And this does go through a polish procedure to smooth it out a little bit. But then mm-hmm. we cook it in the style of risotto where we do that slow cook with vegetable stock. And then we fold in the homemade pimento cheese at the very end.
Oh, so, man.
So this dish
makes you ecstatic.
This dish definitely talks to the local beef.
How did you learn to do all this? A lot of this is you, right? It's not just going to culinary school.
It's from working around the country. And I grew up here. I grew up in Orange Park, which is close to, a suburb of Jacksonville.
Yeah. So,
and then I traveled. I traveled the country. I cooked in New York City, L.A., San Diego, Napa Valley, and then I came home.
And came home. And you built this gorgeous restaurant. That itself is a story in itself.
Thank you, yes.
How you did that. So the place to be, Moxie, ladies and gentlemen. The man to know, Chef Tom Gray. Go in there. You'll actually see him there. You can talk to him.